The month of February was the month on which Martin Luther died. Our devotion deals with this man. It is entitled, A Servant of His Lord to the End. Revelation 14:13, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Only a few hundred yards separates the birth and death places of Martin Luther. November 10, 1483 was his birth. February 18, 1546 was his death. For a man who never left home or wandered far, this would not be incredible. But for a man of Luther's stature, who traveled extensively in his medieval world, to be born and to die in a tiny village of Eisleben is remarkable. By the end of his life, Luther's writings and hymns had spread abroad and had stood up to the power of the emperor and pope. One would expect a man of great renown to die in an equally prominent city, but Luther had good reason to be at Eisleben at that time. A dispute had erupted between brothers regarding finances and the local mining industry. This disruption had a negative effect on the extended family of Luther, still living in the area and still in the mining business, as Luther's father had been. Despite the weather, it was cold and bitter, and Luther's health, it was failing fast. He felt it important to be present to oversee the negotiations. Luther scholars have studied letters to, from, and about Luther, and have accumulated quite a list of ailments from which he had been suffering at the time of his death. This include Meniere's disease, vertigo, fainting, tinnitus, cataracts, kidney and bladder stones, arthritis, ear infection, ruptured eardrum, angina, and digestive problems. It is no wonder that at 62 years of age, Luther called himself an old man and declared to a fellow pastor, If I get back to Wittenberg, I will lie down in a coffin and give the maggots a fat doctor to eat. Despite the gallows humor, Luther kept busy with correspondence with his wife Katie and friend Philip Melanchthon. He attended meetings every two or three days, and he preached several sermons on January 31st, February 2nd and 7th, and a final one on February 14th or 15th. Luther uncharacteristically sat as he preached this last sermon and was unable to finish the service. It was clear to those close to him that the end was nearing. We have eyewitness accounts of Luther's last several hours from his friends, Pastor Justus Jonas and Michael Kallius. It was more than a morbid curiosity that promised these gentlemen to record the events for posterity. They knew that the enemies of Luther would like nothing more than to cast aspersions on his last moments in order to throw doubt and ridicule on all his work. It was the prevailing thought at the time that if an individual were to die suddenly or unawares, it was evidence of a punishment from God or the mark of a grievous sin. As a result, there was a striking scene in which the pastor shouted loudly at Luther so all the house could hear, Reverend Father, are you ready to die trusting in your Lord Jesus Christ and to confess the doctrine which you have taught in his name? And Luther distinctly answered, Ja. Thus the Reverend Doctor slipped from the coils of this world into the arms of his Savior. When Melanchthon heard of the death of his beloved friend and co-worker, he expressed his grief by paraphrasing 2 Kings 2:12. Alas, the charioteer of Israel has fallen. News of the good doctor's death spread quickly, and many mourners accompanied the remains on their journey back to Wittenberg. There the body was interred beneath the pulpit of the castle church that Luther served so well. Whether our lives are long or short, it is important to remember that it is God who directs them. As Psalm 139 says, "In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them." So may we strive to live our lives as Luther did, to the glory of God and the benefit of our fellow men. This article was written by David Barenthal, a retired teacher living in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.